了很多的新人。
也有一位新的牧师。
I'm really blessed to be back and to celebrate Easter with you.
我很高兴能够回到这个教会，跟你们大家一起来庆祝这个复活节。
And not only that, I really feel blessed to see a celebrative spirit at this church this morning.
我也感觉到教会里面来庆祝复活节的这个心思。
We are glad to see the baptism of Mrs. Ford, the baby dedication, and the welcoming of new members.
我们也很高兴看到今天有受洗，有婴儿奉献礼，有会员加入。
Truly, Christ is alive in this church. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't we all rise up? Let's all stand.
请大家起立。基督真是在我们
教会复活了。And together, let's give our best clap offering to the Lord. Okay? 1, 2, 3. If that's your best, let's give our best clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Christ is risen today. He is alive.Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
请坐。
This morning, I titled my message, The Emptiness of the First Easter.
今天主日的信息主题是复活节的空。
I hope you weren't bothered by the word emptiness, because it somehow...Sounds a little negative.
希望大家不会为这个空字有感到困扰，因为这个字呢总是有负面的意思的。
It somehow runs counter to humanity's quest for gain or for fullness.
因为人性都是追求要得着或者是丰富。
The truth is, nobody wants to be empty.
我们都实在不愿意要。是空无一物。
We don't like empty refrigerators.
我们不喜欢空的冰箱。
We don't like empty homes.
我们不喜欢空空的家里。
We don't like empty stomachs.
我们也不喜欢空空的肚子。
Or more so, we don't like empty pockets or bank accounts.
我们也更不喜欢空空的口袋。
But you know, church, the first Easter demonstrates to us that there is blessing in emptiness.
但是朋友们，第一次的复活节所彰显的空却是带给我们祝福的。
Emptiness could really be good news.
空无一物事实上可能是好的。
Imagine a glass full of water.
满满的一杯水。
But when you pour that water out over a plant, then you may say, Oh, this is bad news. This is not what the glass was made for.
我们把这满满的一杯水倒在一棵植物上，可能说不好了，这杯水原来是满满的。
It used to be full, but now it's empty.
这杯水满的，现在是空了。
Or is it?
是吗？
The fullness that was in the glass is now gone, so that the fullness could be in the soil surrounding the plant.
满满的一杯水倒空了，是为使植物旁边的土壤湿润。
Death, in a sense, came to the glass so that life could come to the plant. Amen.
这死亡就像这个玻璃杯的水倒空了，可以让这盆植物得到生命。
God left heaven's glory so that we might have life to the fullest.
神离开了天堂的荣耀，为了让我们得着丰富的生命。
Easter is about Christ emptying for our fullness.
复活节是有关于基督倒空他自己，为了要充实我们。
Paul said that Jesus emptied himself, he humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, yea, the death of the cross, or on the cross.
保罗说耶稣是反倒虚己，自己卑微。存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So church, this morning, I would like us to think about the emptiness of the first Easter.
我们今天早上来看看第一次复活节的空。
It is empty because first it is about the empty cross.
第一个空是空的十字架。
Let's go back in time almost 2,000 years ago in Israel, that first Easter morning.
让我们回到2000年前在以色列第一次复活节的早晨。
It is early morning dawn, but the sun has not risen.
这是很早的早晨，是黎明时分，太阳还没有起来。
A few women were on their way to a tomb to anoint the body of Jesus.
几位妇女要来到坟墓，对耶稣的身体涂抹膏油。
And as they passed through a hill, they all stopped.
他们穿过山丘的时候，他们停下来了。
Motionless and quiet, they all stare off in the distance.
他们静止不动，看远远的望着。
Over there, silhouetted by the glow of the pink sky, on the top of the hill of Golgotha, were three crosses.
在远方有蓝粉红色天空所发出来的光辉的背影。我们看到哥哥他山上有三个十字架。
Yesterday was the Sabbath, so nobody had yet removed the three crosses.
昨日是安息日，所以没有人把这十字架移走。
So there stood a reminder of the horror last Friday.
他们站在那里看着这个，想起礼拜五发生的可怕的事件。
The one in the middle, that's the one where Jesus was hanged.
在中间的十字架就是耶稣基督被钉的那一个。
And if you take a close look at it, you'll find that it's all soaked up with blood.
我们仔细的看的话，那个十字架上面是充满了血，浸着血。
You see, church, Jesus really did die.And that's why I want you to see this cross this morning.
耶稣的确死了，我们今天早上来看看这个十字架。
It is the place where he died, but today it is empty of Jesus' body.
这是耶稣死的地方，但是今天早晨耶稣的身体已经不在十字架上。
Yes, it may be empty, but in reality it is full.
这十字架上面没有是空的，但是实质上它是满的。
It is full of hope for you and me.
是充满了你与我的盼望。
It is a reminder that Jesus paid the penalty for our sins.
提醒我们，耶稣为我们的罪付上了代价。
Sin? Here's.An unpopular word.
这个罪这个字呢，实在是很不是很时髦的。
It's a word that isn't politically correct.
这个字呢也是最不合时宜的。
But the truth is, we have all sinned.
但是真相是我们都是罪人。
Every one of us.
我们每一位。
You, me.The person sitting next to you, behind you, and in front you, all of us have sinned.
我们每一位，你我，坐在你旁边的，坐在你后面的，坐在你前面的，都是罪人。
Paul actually reminds us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God.
保罗提醒我们在罗马书三章二十三节，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And here's the problem. According to God's law, in Romans chapter 6 verse 23, the wages of sin is death.
但是根据神的律法，罪的工价就是死，是从罗马书六章二十三节。
Because we have sinned, we deserve God's punishment.
因为我们都犯了罪，我们应该得到神公义的审判。
Because of sin, we deserve eternal death.
因为我们都犯了罪，我们是应得到永恒的死亡。
But here's the good news.
但我们今天要传播一个好消息。
Christ reversed all of that.
基督把这一切都废弃了。
Let me remind you again of the movie The Last Emperor of China.
不晓得大家看过这个电影啊，是末代皇帝。
There was this young child anointed as the last emperor of China and lives a life of luxury with 1,000 servants at his command.
这小男孩呢，被立作中国的最后一个皇帝，他有1000个仆人。来侍候他，过着一种很奢侈的生活。
His brother once asked him, "What happens when you do something wrong?"
他的弟弟问他，如果你做错了事，会发生什么事呢？
The young emperor answered, "When I do wrong, somebody else is punished."
这个年轻的皇帝说，我做错事的时候。别人就会受到处罚。
Then he demonstrates it. He took a jar, he broke it, and then one of his servants was beaten.
那他就表演了，他把一个花瓶打破了，其中他的仆人之一呢，就受到鞭打。
But the good news, church, in Christianity, Jesus reverses that ancient pattern.
可是在我们基督教的里面，我们看到耶稣把这个传统的形式是倒转过来了。
When the servants, that's us, make a mistake, the king is punished.
当仆人就像我们犯了罪的时候，做了错事的时候，是国王受到处罚。
That's how it works.
这是基督教的道理。
Instead of us being condemned eternally for our sins,Jesus is condemned in our place.
我们并没有为我们的罪受到永恒的咒诅，耶稣替代了我们受的咒诅。
So friends, whenever you see the empty cross, may you be reminded that Christ took your place.
所以我们看到空的十字架的时候，我们要提醒我们，基督是取代了我们。
That instead of me, instead of us, it was Christ who suffered.
是基督为我们受苦。
He paid the penalty for our sins.
他为我们的罪付上被惩罚的代价。
When his Christ beat his last, he cried out, "It is finished."
当耶稣基督吐出最后一口气的时候。他大叫着说：“成了。
”The penalty was paid on that empty cross.
在那空的十字架上，他付上了处罚的代价。
His blood was spilled for our salvation.
他的血流出，为了拯救我们。
And so, because of that, before that fateful Friday, God could open the books and look up its name written in black.Were the words guilty?
在那命定的礼拜五之前，神可以打开生命册，在每一个人的名字底下，白纸黑字写的是有罪的。
But you know what, church? When Christ went to the cross, God literally transferred our account to His account.
可是当基督到了上了十字架。神呢就把我们的账户转在他的名下。
And on that day, across every name, our names are written on it. He wrote in Jesus' blood, "Forgiven, forgiven, forgiven, forgiven."
在那十字架之后，我们每一个人的名字下面，神写着用耶稣基督的血写着。是赦免的，赦免的，赦免的。
Can you say to the person beside you, "Forgiven"?
对你旁边的人讲说，你受赦免了，被神赦免了。
Amen. Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing you're smiling because if you're forgiven, you should be happy. Amen.
我们想到被赦免的时候，是不是都是很愉快的？
So because of what Jesus did on the cross, you and I now stand forgiven.
因为基督在十字架上所成就的，你我就得到赦免。
Let's get back to the women in our story.
那我们回到故事里面的妇女。
After pausing briefly to view the cross, they continue on their way down to the path to the tomb.
在短暂的停留看那十字架之后，他们继续往坟墓的路上走。
As they went, one of them asked, wait a minute, who will move the stone for us?
当他们在走的时候，其中有一个人就说，谁会把那个石头为我们捆开呢？
They have good reason to be concerned because you know that the stone that was placed in front of the tomb was a large boulder.
他们想到那个石头呢，在坟墓之前的石头是一个很大的圆石头。
Not only that, the Romans sealed it so no one was allowed to move it without their permission.
不仅如此，罗马的兵丁也把它封起来了，就是没有任何人没有得到允许的话，没有人可以移动那石头。
But suddenly they felt the earth move.
突然他们感到地大震动。
Frightened, they look at each other, not certain what to do.
他们彼此对看，很恐惧，也不知道下一步要做什么。
But they went on, and as they approached the burial site, they came upon something that is more remarkable.
就是他们继续的走到埋葬的地方，他们甚至看到更令人惊讶的事情。
First, the soldiers were all unconscious.
所有的兵丁都是昏迷不醒。
Second, the stone had been moved.
石头已经被滚开了。
And third, two angels glowing like lightning were sitting on it.
两位天使呢，像闪电一样的发光，坐在这石头上面。
Listen to their words. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here.He has risen.
天使说，不要害怕，我知道你们在寻找那被钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里了，他已经升天了。
Now here lies the second truth about the emptiness of the first Easter. It's about the empty tomb.
我们第二方面要来看的就是这个第一次复活节空着的坟墓。
Jesus had risen.He was alive. The tomb was empty.
耶稣是复活了，他又活过来了，坟墓是空的。
The tomb was empty that day because death could not hold him.
坟墓是空的，因为死亡控制不了他。
Yes, we may say death isn't right.
我们常常说死真是不好。
Yet the truth is, one by one.Death takes our friends, our loved ones.
可是死亡却一再的把我们的朋友，我们所爱的人带走了。
The truth is, there is no escape to death.
没有人能够逃离死亡。
There are no exceptions.
没有例外。
There are no extensions.
也不可能延期。
But then, there is one person that death could not hold, and his name is Jesus.
但是有一个人，死亡控制不了他，他的名字就是耶稣。
The empty tomb lies as a testimony to the fact that Jesus did not remain dead. He overcame death.
空的坟墓是一个见证，就是耶稣是不受死亡的，不没有保持着死亡，他克服了死亡。
There was once a time that the deadly diphtheria virus plagued Paris. and claimed the lives of thousands of infants.
曾经有一度啊，就是白喉是一种白喉的病毒是一种致命的，让巴黎整个城市呢都瘫痪了，让成千的婴儿都死亡。
Because of that, Louis Pasteur and his friend Dr. Felix Roux, who lost his granddaughter to the deadly virus, vowed to find a cure by conducting an experiment.
因为这个有一个医生叫Felix Roux 呢，他的孙女儿就死于这种滤过性病毒。然后 Louis 他跟他的朋友 Louis 这是一个科学家 Louis Pasteur， 他们就发誓要找到要用实验来找到治疗的方法。
They led 20 beautiful horses into the forest, into their lab for experimentation.
他们带了20匹美丽的马到森林的实验室做实验。
Dr. Roux opened a large vault and took a large pail filled with black diphtheria virus in it.
这个 Roux 医生就把一个地窖里面的桶子打开来，里面是装满了黑色的白喉的细菌。
It is said that there were enough germs in that pail to kill everyone in France.
这个大桶里面充满了这个细菌呢，可以杀掉这个法国里面每一个人。
So the scientists went to its horse and swabbed its nostrils, tongue.Throat and eyes with the deadly germs.
科学家就用那个棉花球，把每一匹马呢鼻孔、舌头、喉咙、眼睛都涂上这些致命的细菌。
A few hours later, every horse developed a fever.
几个小时以后呢，每一匹马都发烧了。
Eventually, 19 died, except for one.Who went on to struggle with the virus?
19匹马最后都死了，除了一只呢，一匹马它是继续的在跟这个病毒奋斗。
For several more days, this last remaining horse lingered.
有好多天，最后留下来的这一匹马一直在苟延残喘。
As Dr. Roux and Pasteur waited, they just gave up hope because they knew that the horse.Was going to die.
这两位科学家看到这匹马，他们都几乎要放弃所有的希望，就是等着这匹马死掉。
But you know what? Amazingly, one early morning, the two scientists were awakened to see that the temperature showed a half degree decrease.
但是有一个清晨，两位科学家醒过来，却看到这匹马的温度呢，发烧的温度降了半度。
A few hours later, the thermometer had dropped 2 more degrees.
几个小时以后，这个马又退烧了两度。
By night, the fever was entirely gone, and the horse was able to stand, eat, and drink.
在傍晚之前，这匹马它的就不再发烧了，退烧了，而且这匹马能够站起来吃喝。
Then Dr. Roux took a sledgehammer and struck that beautiful horse.A death blow between the eyes.
所以这个医生呢，就把这匹马杀了。
The scientist drew all the blood from the veins of this animal and drove as fast as they could to the municipal hospital in Paris.
科学家把马上面的那个血呢，全部抽出来，尽快的把他们运送到巴黎的市政医院里面去。
They forced their way past the guards and went into the ward where 300 babies who were dying of diphtheria lay.
他们穿过警卫，穿过人群，到有300位婴儿正在犯得到这个白喉病的婴儿医院里面。
And with the blood of the horse, they inoculated every baby.
他们将这一匹马的血呢注射到每一个婴儿身上。
And here's what happened. All but three lived and recovered completely.
所有三除了三位以外，所有的婴儿都活过来了，而且得到完全的复原。
They were saved by the blood of the overcomer.
他们就是被这个得胜征服者的血液救活了。
Church, the empty tomb is about the power of Jesus to overcome death.
朋友们，空的坟墓就是耶稣的能力，耶稣克服死亡的能力。
It holds the promise that to those who have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, death no longer has a power upon them.
他也给我们应许，就是只要接受耶稣基督做他们的救世主，死亡就不再有权势。
Death no longer has a sting on them.
死亡不再有毒钩。
There is no more fear because we know we will live forever with Christ.
我们不再害怕，因为我们要永远的跟耶稣基督活着。
But it doesn't end there.
但不止于此。
There is one more thing that I want you to know about the first Easter.
还有一件事，我们要来谈到这个复活节。
It is about the empty burial clothes.
就是这个空的细麻布。
Back to our story, after the angel had spoken to the women, they immediately went back to the apostles and reported what had happened.
回到我们的故事，天使对这些妇女说过话以后，他们立刻跑回去跟使徒说，他们所碰到的事情。
So with this incredible news, Peter and John immediately raced back to the tomb.To see for themselves what had happened.
彼得跟约翰听到这个，很惊奇的新闻，他们就很快的跑向，他们自己要去看，所以他们自己很快的跑向坟墓。
When they got there, they found the tomb empty.
他们到那里的时候，他们看到坟墓是空的。
But that's not all.
但是不止于此。
Inside, Peter found the clothes that Jesus had been buried. They too were empty.
彼得看到这个耶稣基督身体的细麻布，细麻布里面的身体是空，是细麻布是空的。
This could only mean one thing: Jesus was alive.
这只能代表一件事情，就是耶稣已经复活了。
If someone had stolen his body, they wouldn't have removed the burial clothes and folded them up neatly and left them there where they lay.
如果有人把这个尸体偷走的话，他们即使没有把布移走，他们也不可能说把它整齐的卷着，让他们让那些细麻布保持原状摆放在那里。
Truly, Jesus was resurrected.
耶稣的确是复活了。
It wouldn't be long before Jesus himself would appear to Mary Magdalene.And to all of the apostles, and eventually to over 500 people.
不久之后，耶稣他自己也对抹大拉的玛利亚，还有对所有的使徒，甚至对500个人群是显现。
He would sit down with them, he walked with them, he talked with them, and ate with them.
他跟他们坐在一起，跟他们走在一起。他与他们谈话，与他们一同饮食。
Once again, they were able to fellowship with him.
他们再一次的能够与耶稣基督沟通交谊。
And here's an interesting truth. Jesus fellowship with them even after they abandoned him.
即使在使徒背叛了耶稣之后，耶稣还是跟他们有沟通。
Where were they when Jesus was first handed over to die on the cross?
当耶稣被交代十字架上被钉的时候，这些使徒在哪里呢？
Except for John and the women, most of them actually ran scared for their lives.
除了约翰跟妇女们，大部分他们都逃跑了，因为害怕他们也遭害。
In the following verses, we even find that some of them even decided to go back home.
在下面的些经文里面，我们看到有一些人甚至决定要回到他们的家乡去了。
But you know what? Jesus even walked with them along the way. He even broke bread with them.
但是耶稣还是跟他们同行，跟他们一同擘饼。
In John, we also find Peter and some apostles, even after seeing the risen Christ, they decide to return to their old profession, fishing.
约翰福音里面，我们看到彼得跟其他的使徒，即使看到了复活的基督以后，他们还是决定重操旧业，就是去钓鱼。
But guess what? Jesus even went with them and even taught them.How to make a bigger catch?
但是耶稣呢，却是还是跟着他们，而且教他们怎么钓更大的鱼，更多的鱼。
Despite of their weaknesses, Jesus loved them still.
虽然他们有这么多的软弱，耶稣还是爱他们。
He never left them in their weaknesses.
在他们的软弱中，耶稣并没有离开他们。
But instead, it was his love that actually totally changed them and prepared them for something bigger.
就是耶稣的爱真正的改变了这些使徒，也为他们准备了将来更大的事情发生在他们身上。
It was his love that prepared them for Pentecost and eventually to go to Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
就是耶稣基督的爱为他们准备了五旬节，甚至到犹大、撒玛利亚传福音，直到地极。
Church, listen to this. The empty cross and the empty tomb found their fulfillment in the empty burial clothes.
空的十字架、空的坟墓，都是成就在这个空的细麻布上面。
Christ's death and resurrection would have no meaning if Christ decided to ascend right away after his resurrection.
基督如果在他的复活之后立刻升天的话，那他的死亡、他的复活就不会有那么大的意义。
Jesus had to make his presence known to his disciples and assure them of his forgiveness and his love.
耶稣需要对他的门徒显现，保证他们，他原谅了他们，他仍旧爱了他们。
It was this active, present love that changed them and empowered them for ministry.
就是这个主动的爱，他改变了这些使徒，也给予使徒能力。
That is the message of the empty burial clothes.
这就是空的细麻布的信息。
That we may find a God who continues to empty himself by loving us and wooing us back to him.
神继续在倒空自己，他自己来爱我们，也吸引我们回到他那里去。
We find a God who wants to fellowship with us despite of our shortcomings.
虽然我们有很多的缺点，神一样希望我们跟他有沟通。
And here's the good news. He desires to have a personal relationship with each one of us.
他渴望跟我们每一位建立个人的关系。
So that we could become, like what Paul said, more than conquerors as we live out our lives.
让我们能够跟，就像保罗所说的，在我们日常生活中能够得胜有余。
I guess the only question is,The only question is, will you push him away?
唯一留下来的问题就是，你是把他推开吗？
Or are you going to let him wrap his arms around you and let him empower you?
你是否愿意让他把他的手背围绕着你，让他能够让你更生活更有能力呢？
Will you let him empower you in whatever you do?
你希望他让你更不管在做什么事情上都给你能力吗？
Will you let him empower you in your family, in your relationships, in your job.
你愿意让他在你家庭中，你的跟其他人的关系上面更有能力吗？
Let Christ be the risen Christ.
让神来带领我们。
Let Him be present in your life today.
让神在我们生活中居首位。
Let's bow down our heads and let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our most gracious Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父神，
Thank you for reminding us about the empty cross.
谢谢你提醒我们这个空的十字架，
about the empty tomb,
空的坟墓，
and about the empty burial clothes,
空的细麻布。
Lord,We ask your forgiveness.
神啊，我们请求你再度赦免我们。
And we ask Father God that through the power of the emptiness of the first Easter,
我们请求父神透过复活节的能力。
Lord, we ask that you empower us.
你让我们生活更有能力。
And embrace us.
求你包容我们。
With your presence.
在你常常跟你同在。
Let us feel, oh God.
让我们感受到你的存在。
That we follow the risen Christ.
我们也跟随着主耶稣基督。
That you, O Christ, are alive in our hearts.
复活的基督藏在我们心里。
And will be with us.
时常跟我们在一起。
In whatever we do.
不管我们做什么事情。
In Christ's name.
我们这样子的祷告是以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Let's all rise and sing hymn number 230.